Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm speaking with Jo Ingles. She's a reporter with the State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Lawmakers passed the congressional redistricting map proposed by Republicans this week. Does it look pretty much the same, or have there been some changes?
Well, there weren't really any changes to the map, per se, but what did change was the way that it's implemented. We saw an amendment put in the Senate that basically added money to the map, $2.4 million. That goes to the boards of elections throughout the state to help them administer the upcoming elections. It also will help them with these deadlines that they have to deal with that could be quite frankly hard to deal with because they're coming so quickly. December is a filing deadline that they have to deal with. And also they've got these petition signatures that they're trying to certify because the recently passed election reform law, the Democrats and opponents of that have been collecting signatures to put that on the ballot in 2012. Now, if they're able to do that, it will; those rules will not be in place for this November and next November until Ohioans vote on it.
So at this point, then, if there's money involved in this bill, is there any recourse for Democrats on this map?
Well, it'll be hard to do a referendum. I'm being told there's like a sliver of a chance that they could do that if they wanted to because of the way one of the decisions by the court was construed. But that will be harder to do. But they can take it to court, and they are looking at their legal options. And I would not be surprised at all if this lands up in court because, after all, it usually does somehow.
Democrats have proposed their own version of the map this week. What did it look like? And any chance that their ideas will be incorporated?
Well, no, because the congressional map has already passed. So that's water under the bridge. But they did put forth a map in the Senate. It was basically one of the maps that had come about through this contest that a bunch of groups, citizens groups, had held a contest on redistricting and allowed people to submit their ideas and draw their own maps. And one of those maps was actually submitted. But that didn't get much consideration. So they say, well, those maps really weren't consistent. They didn't take into account the Voting Rights Act, that the numbers of population were off, Republican Keith Faber said, you know, they just weren't constitutional. So they went ahead with the map that they've had, and the congressional map has been pretty much decided, waiting on Governor John Kasich's signature. But after that happens, that map is pretty much decided. What we do have is the legislative maps have just now come out, and it looks like those maps have some of the same issues that Democrats were concerned about in that congressional redistricting map. The maps are not pretty. Some of the counties appear to be broken up a little bit. And it looks like, I'm just guessing from at this point, that the Democrats are not going to like these legislative maps any better than they did the congressional maps.
Now, in Dayton this week, the local chapter of the NAACP came out in opposition to the map, and they recited concerns that it might violate the federal law by splitting the black vote in Montgomery County. And I'm wondering, in Columbus, what's the reaction from black lawmakers?
Well, you know, by and large, the black lawmakers were the ones who actually liked these maps, the various versions that we've seen. They liked the map that was proposed, the congressional map that actually passed. They liked that map specifically because it treated minority districts in a way that they liked. And we even saw some of the African-American lawmakers voting for the map in the end because of the way it treated minority districts. Now, we did see some of the African-American lawmakers stand up and say that they thought that these maps, even though they were kind to minority districts in general, that kindness came at the expense of Democratic voters. And Senator Shirley Smith was one of the folks who stood up on the floor of the legislature and said, you know, we have a problem here because while it's good for minorities, it's not good for Democrats. It's not fair. These maps have the congressional map that passed has four Democratic-leaning districts, but it has 12 Republican-leaning districts. And, you know, the Democrats and the opponents of this map say this is a 50-50 state, that it can go Republican or Democrat, and that the map should reflect that.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.